chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who ant. Those who ant.
Hello. Welcome to Those Who Ant, a podcast to help you see the world through ant-colored glasses. My name is Aunt Pat.
And I'm Auntie Mags.
And I just have something I have to say. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed because I'm on my third period of the month.
Three in one month?
This is the third one. I'm confused. I'm disappointed in myself. I feel like I brought this on somehow.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is like the ultimate victim blaming you're doing right now. And you're blaming yourself for something your body's doing that you have absolutely no control over.
Mind over matter. If it doesn't matter, I shouldn't mind, but I do.
Pat, there's no way that you willed yourself to get your own period. What in the world would make you think you did that? Give me three ways that you wished for a period this many times in one month. I bet you can't.
Well, maybe what had happened was I got one period and I got too cocky. I'm like, that's over. So I'm going around proud, proud as a tit. And then two, another one comes along and I'm thinking, all right, it's a test. Again, real full of myself. Well, that's over. Lining gone. Third time is humility. Learn it.
I'm sorry. There's no way in hell you got your Uncle Flo three times because you got cocky about it. That's not how it works, buddy.
That's just how I feel.
You know what you're doing? Victim blaming. Did I say that already? Maybe. But you're doing it. I've never heard you brag about your uterus lining being gone. You didn't deserve this, and you didn't ask for it.
All right, that makes me feel better.
I need to hear you say out loud,
it's not my fault. I didn't do it. God, thank God for you, because I tell you what, I've been beating myself up.
I can't believe you didn't text me. Shoot me a text.
I was worried it was catching. I text you.
Do you know
you're bleeding?
No, there's no way. This house is clean, okay? You know what you know what I did this morning? This is a true story. I got up this morning. I sanitized my entire bathroom before I even used it. And then it gets to be like 10:30 and I'm like, why do I have to go to the bathroom so bad? Because I hadn't even gone. I got up, scrubbed my shower, scrubbed my sinks and toilet, came in the kitchen, made coffee. And then I was like, oh God, it's urgent. I got to go to the bathroom. And so that's how I know you're never going to give me a period, even if it were transferable via text.
That makes me feel better. I always feel better talking to you. And I'll tell you who else always makes me feel better.
I bet I know.
Our guest. Welcome, Aunt Kathy.
Oh, Kath, we are blessed to have you.
Oh, you know what? I went to Mass this morning. I went to the Spanish Mass because that was the only one that they had at 7:30, and I was up and at it. And I lit a candle for the both of you, Mags and Pat, and listen, I said, thank you. Thank you for my friends. I want to call you my sisters. We're not sisters, but we're good friends. And I said, gracias, señora, padre, you know, Pete. And after it was a beautiful service, I left.
I can only imagine how much more beautiful God is in Spanish.
I will say this. Once I was overseas, I went to Austria, and I went to see a Sunday Mass that was a Mozart Mass at St. Stephen's Cathedral. And I'm not trying to brag, but I did go abroad one time. So forgive me if that sounds boastful. But
it's not. You know what? You got to sometimes celebrate these experiences that you have. Too many people think that they're not being humble enough, and it's okay to share really beautiful, life-changing moments with each other.
Just to kind of balance myself out, my nephew introduced me to Kendrick Lamar, and so I do listen to that song, Humble. It's that Grey Poupon, that Avion, that TED Talk, and I think about that a lot. But what I was going to say is, I went to Mass, and I was raised Catholic, and I thought, oh, well, surely I know when to stand and kneel and sit and respond. And it turns out when a Mass is in German, a language I do not speak at all, I have no idea what to do and when. So do you follow along?
I follow the Pied Piper every time. Every time, you know, if I got someone in the row just kitty corner from me, I'm going to follow them. But honestly, I go there, I say a little prayer, I'm grateful for my friends, Mags and Pat, and I leave. I'm very grateful. And for my little ones, I'm grateful for them. Heck, they'll be taking care of me in 40 years, so.
Isn't that the dream?
Well, the dream is having my nieces and nephews take care of me in 40 years. They're going to drive me to my appointments, and I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to call a sheep a sheep. I'm going to have appointments.
I can tell you this. I have told my nieces and nephews, how do you feel about giving your Aunt Pat a bath? Because when you were little, I gave you a bath. And someday, your Aunt Pat is going to need a bath. And they're not keen on it right now. But I'm hoping that they mature, they grow up, and they know one day I'm going to have to give Pat a bath.
You know what? We all have the same things, right? It's interesting how people think, oh, they don't have what I have. But we do. Aunts have private parts, okay? We just got to put it out there. And everyone needs to know that we as well are sexual beings. And we also deserve love, physical attention, and that someday we'll need to be bathed when we're a little bit older than the rest of the population. By our nieces and nephews. Preferably.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is, you've touched on something there, which we've discussed, Pat and I have discussed, you know, amongst ourselves, which I'm so glad to bring, kind of invite you into this conversation, which is we are not sexless Barbie dolls. We are human beings with working, for the most part, sex organs. I have organs that are for sex, and I'm going to use them. And just because I'm not on ants.com doesn't mean I don't want to have sex, because someday I do. It's been a while, but I...
Well, have you ever tried, Mags, have you ever tried farmers.com? Because, oh boy.
Now, wait. Now, Kathy, now we met you at your place of work, which, to my knowledge, is not a farm.
No, it's not. It's Marshall's.
So now, how did you get on farmers.com?
Farmers.com actually came to me. I was working the afternoon shift at Marshall's in the tri-state area. And as you both know, because that's how we met, I like to engage in my customers' lives, right? And so there, lo and behold, an assistant to a regional manager at Farmers.com was there getting some khakis, slacks, gave them 30% off.
What?
And she said, "You're gorgeous. You need and deserve a lover, a partner, if you will." And I said, "Thank you. You know what? Yes." She gave me a card. Later when I went home, I actually signed on to farmers.com. And, you know, it's been a little quiet for me, but that's okay. I have hope, and we'll see what happens. It's crickets right now, but that's okay.
So this is more of like a mail order bride type situation where all a lot of the people on farmers.com are farmers. You're the American who's willing to take them off the farm and bring them to society?
I haven't done my research. I just, when somebody gives me a card, I'm going to just sign up. Okay. I don't need to know what if, what happens, what next. I just want the daily emails to make me know that I am alive. Somebody's sending me daily emails.
I agree. You know, my nieces and nephews tell me, "Unsubscribe. You're getting 10,000 emails you don't check." And I say, you know, sometimes it's just nice to feel wanted. Because I'll tell you right now, if it weren't for Kohl's sending me all these summer patio emails, I would feel alone. I would feel very alone. Today I got one that said, "We've extended you 20% off."
I tell you what, Mags, they don't do that to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is someone coming from the inside, obviously, at Marshall's. They do not send those emails to everyone. A very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Exclusive?
Exclusive group. And you're obviously one of them, because that goes to like 7%. Our Marshall's special patio summer, especially in summer, only goes to an exclusive group. So congratulations. That's good.
Wow. Guess who I'm bringing with me? You too.
Well, shoot. Pat, you remember the last time we all went to one of those specials, right?
I got punched right in the boob.
You know what? You didn't. It looked like it hurt. And I know there were apologies, but still, my gosh, that was a little terrifying.
But I was too high to feel it. You know, when your adrenaline's going, and I didn't realize till I had a bruise on it, and I thought, oh my God, this thing's about to fall off. I thought something was wrong with it. I'd gotten punched there, and I hadn't felt it because the adrenaline was going so much.
I remember seeing that woman come out of the clothes rack, and I was like, what the hell are you doing in there? And I thought, boy, that's a risk coming out of a clothes rack to grab. Listen, we all love Calvin Klein jeans. We all do. There's no reason to punch somebody right in the boob for a pair of Calvin Klein jeans.
Or is there a reason? Some people may have a reason to punch someone in the boob to get a pair of Calvin Klein jeans. We gotta find empathy. We gotta find sympathy.
You can tell that you came from church. You can tell that the church really affected you today, because it's coming out of your pores, your empathy. And yeah, that is, I'm a little bit moved to think, yeah, you know what? Someone punched me in the tit and they probably had their reasons, and God bless.
They probably had their reasons. Listen, we don't know the footsteps in which they walk. Am I right? And that's when he carried you.
Yeah, when there was only one set of Calvins in the sand.
Exactly. That's when he carried you. And I'm so sorry that I'm being so, so religious. But gosh darn it, if I haven't felt, you know, it this week, just being so gosh darn grateful.
Sometimes I'll watch a mass on TV. I don't like to go in person anymore, because I was at a mass once, and, you know, I'm a progressive person. I like to consider myself a progressive person, and I am antsexual, and so I wonder, do I feel welcome in the church? And I listened to a priest say some pretty anti-progressive things that I didn't feel comfortable with, so I thought, I don't feel welcome here. So do I appreciate religion? Yes. But do I think that I still want to fight someone who punches my best friend right in the boob? Yeah, I'm gonna be mad. I empathize. I can say, I recognize what you did to get here. I recognize you may have had a hard day. You know, it's like, you know that song, you had a bad day.
Do I? I had a bad day.
Had
a bad day. Yeah, that's a good song. We listened to that on the way. Do y'all remember that trip that right after Marshall's, when you guys were there for the 4-7 sale? And then we went for nachos right after. And we listened to that station for soft rock.
I'm starting to think that was a Christian station, because I don't think that version of You Had a Bad Day was the original pop version. I thought it was a very churchy version. Because it sounded like an organ.
I am a Christian rock fan, I'm not going to lie.
The thing is, sometimes I can really, I'll listen to a song and I'll say, what's wrong with this song? What is it? And then it turns out to be a Christian music where it's like, oh, this song is about to talk about a fish, or it's about to talk about someone's journey and not being alone, thinking you were alone, and then something comes to find you and save you. And
Christmas shoes.
Oh, God, Christmas shoes. Nobody should make a child feel like they have to get shoes for their dying mother, or Christmas is ruined. The guilt and manipulation that child felt, I cannot. That was the year, there was like so many heartbreaking Christmas songs, right? Where it was like Christmas shoes, and then,
one that goes like this, You think it's so easy? You're so smart. You rig up the lights.
Anything Amy Grant or Michael W. Smith is A-okay in my book when it comes to Christmas songs. You know what I mean here?
Now, those are pops that I like, because Amy Grant wasn't always the way that she is touched. She was a pop singer or something along those lines, and then she got touched.
I tell you what, when I was a kid, and my parents, boy, they'd ground me or yell at me for not cleaning up my room. So I'd march to my room and I'd slam that door and I would blare my Amy Grant El Shaddai. And I would just blare that to let them know that I am mad and I'm upset.
Now, Kath, can you remind me, El Shaddai, is that a person?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. El Eliona Adonai. No?
What's that, Latin?
I would imagine it is. Well, you know what? And I gotta say I'm embarrassed right now, because I just committed a falsity. That is not Amy Grant. That is some other Christian person that I knew in eighth grade.
Before we lose sight of this, because this has come up recently, and I don't want to be pushy here, Kath, but I got to tell you, we were talking about sections, you know, zones or whatever of Marshall's,
sure.
Right?
Sure, yeah, of course.
We're a little confused and a little put off. And again, please know this comes from a place of love.
We're not mad at you. We're disappointed in Marshalls.
Can I say that I appreciate you telling me that, Mags, because sometimes I take my work as my art. And the sections were very controversial. Let me just say that. Now, I was vocal about it. I was shut down, as we are. Mm-hmm. We are a strong, independent woman. Shut down. I said, we need sections. I said that loudly. And I said that clearly. And guess what? Scotty shut me down.
I have seen Scotty in action. And he's a disgrace to the blue vest. But I know what Pat was going to say is, we're lobbying. I mean, how many letters have we written? The two of us started a letter-writing campaign.
Well, no, I get those letters. That's one thing that I'm in charge of, is I get the letters that you guys write. And so the responses are from me. You know, Marshalls has been around since 1956, right? So we've been doing pretty darn good since 56. Took, partnership. We bought for $550 million TJ Maxx. So we're a corporation, a big thing that lets people get good priced, hot commodity pants, shirts, skirts, dresses, 20 to 40% off. And so we need to sectionalize our things, and I'm shot down, but I still fight for what we want. So,
well, we think that there's a room for more sections because, I mean, you've read the mail. We think there should be an ants swimsuit station.
One piece only. I did get your PowerPoint presentation. I did submit that to the team. And I got to tell you something, Mags. People responded.
What?
Now, Pat, you sent me a picture of you in one of those one pieces.
Please say it was the Taz one. I'd love to say there was a picture of that Taz bathing suit.
Yes, of course. I don't think I received any other except
actually,
for that one.
That photo was from Ron. He's been trying to blackmail me.
Understood.
Revenge porn?
Well, gosh darn it. I'm so sorry about that. I would have, but everyone did see that, and everyone kind of looked interested.
Oh, so, great.
Now I guess I don't know why they were interested, if it was they want to know more of the story or...
Now, sometimes when people want me to fill in the story, what they're actually trying to do is make me look like a bit of an asshole. So if you wouldn't mind checking in with the people at Marshalls and see if they want to know the story, one, to use to better the argument about the section, or two, am I once again being made a punching bag for the internet?
Copy that. Yeah, I will talk to my regional, and I will have him talk to the other regionals. There are several regions in the nation, and so we will get down to this. But just know that it was a very positive, very popular picture that went around. People were texting it more than any other picture. And so...
Within Marshalls, it went viral?
Well, wait, it went viral in Marshalls and TJ's, and but now Ross did not get it until Tony did send it over there, but so then it went viral among the employees there too.
That explains a lot of my interactions at Ross.
People know you now at these places, I'm not going to lie.
I was told recently, do not spit out, and I didn't know what that meant. And I guess they mean don't turn into...
Don't turn into Taz. Yeah, because we've all, just for the listener, in case somebody missed out on the description of this bathing suit, it was a full piece, maybe a wetsuit. The arms were the arms of Taz.
The legs were the legs of Taz.
The middle was the soft middle, the soft belly of Taz. And it had a hood made of that same neoprene material, and your face was cut out.
For all I know, it was a costume of some sort. For a knockoff amusement park or water slide area.
The furry community did get a hold of it, and they did question. They said, do we know her? And of course, because I am a valued member of the furry community, I said, no, that's not, that is a Pat.
What do you love about being a furry?
Oh, gosh, the environment, the atmosphere.
If you don't mind, Kath. When you say environment, is that where
Oh, sure. So the environment can mean anything from the mattress mart when they're closed after hours to the open road on Highway ZXY, or yes, it can mean a bowling alley after hours. The environment is absolutely 100% the atmosphere where you feel connected, where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe.
I just want to say two things. One, I got to hear more stories about this, especially the bowling alley. Any stories you got about that?
Oh, God, it's neon after dark. 1201, it gets neon and furry, if you know what I mean. So
I do.
I haven't invited you two to those because I didn't know. I wasn't sure of your, you know, I'm a crazy aunt. I'm still young. I'm vibrant. I like to play. I like to role play.
Ooh.
Sure.
I respect your choices.
Thank you.
For sure. I will never go.
Oh, boy. Pat, I think you're missing out. I think, why? I need three reasons why you would never go.
Germs, people I know, people I don't know.
When you're in full furry, for those of you listening who don't know what a furry is, just in case you don't know, a furry is someone who, now do you have the full sex in the costume?
Yes, well, it's not the full sex. There's no insertion. It's dry humping. It's as if a squirrel and a rabbit were making love.
Because Pat, if you decided to do some extracurriculars as a furry, your anonymity would it be protected, right? Because usually you're wearing a face cover, right?
Sure. I got to tell you, again, and I think this podcast is so useful for me. This is a sex positive podcast. I'm going to be honest because I wasn't honest in my previous answer. I'm not that worried about germs. I just really love penetration. And that's my number one goal with sex is to get penetrated. And the idea of not getting penetrated, all that pent up stuff and nothing gets penetrated seems like a buzzkill to me. And I'd have to go immediately and find something to penetrate me.
We're sexual, right? We have the parts that need to be motivated.
Yeah. And I just also want to say real quick while we're all gathering our thoughts and fanning ourselves off that penetrative sex isn't the only sex. And if you don't engage in penetrative sex and that's your thing, that's all right, too. That's just what Pat loves. She's hungry for it. She's begging for it.
Skip to penetration.
Yeah.
Start with penetration, because if we don't get to penetration, I'm going to be disappointed and I won't be able to rest.
I'm going to say I'm not a fan of penetration. And I say that with promise and prideness. Is that a word? Sure. I feel good. You know, I've fooled around with a couple of my coworkers. I'm not going to lie.
Whoa.
Well, you guys have met Tina, right? She's the one that bounces around.
I love her.
Oh, she's wonderful.
You find her?
Poet. Oh, she's a poet. She's a poet. She's a poet.
Yeah, the question remains.
What was the question?
Did you f*** her?
We made love.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Your language, Pat.
I made margaritas, but I didn't have any mix.
Okay, you know what? I was wondering, are we all going to get together social distance or something in the next few months? Because I'm really missing you guys.
Oh, we miss you too. And yeah, we should do like a picnic. You know,
I'd love that. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to invite Tina. Things are getting a little thick.
Wow. What does thick mean?
Well, thick can mean a lot of different things. But thick with Tina means she's a big fake.
This one is going to be rated explicit. And I'm here for it. And I just want to say real quick, I'm in a Janet Ivanovich book club. That's one of the ways Pat and I met. We love Janet Ivanovich. But also I'm in a book club for erotic fiction. And I want to say this. And I'm just going to put it on the record. If ever I'm in person with someone and they refer to any of my body parts as folds, I'm out. I'm out the door. So you can say thick. Please do not say folds in my presence.
What about like pockets?
Pockets is fine. Pockets.
What if when I say pockets, you know I mean folds?
Yeah, hey, listen, Max and Pat, you know me. I you know, I started this off with a church service, so we're right with Padre Pete. I didn't mean for this to go so dirty, so NR. I certainly don't ever mean that, but I want people to know that we are women and we enjoy the sexual pleasure and we should not feel badly about that, right? We should, and I think if you don't mind, I know we're funts, but we need to let our nephews and nieces know that we are a full being. We are not just the ones to get them out of trouble.
Porn has ruined the ant industry.
Well, yes, it has.
Yeah.
Unrealistic expectations. Of all the stuff, and then you get an ant in front of you, and you go, well, what's this? I've had Funkles say that to me. What's this? And I'm like, I'm an ant. I don't know what you're used to gazing upon, but this is what an ant, a real ant, looks like.
You know what? A real ant is going to come to your beck and call. No matter when, we're going to see it in the sky, and we're going to show up.
Somebody's going to throw up the ant signal up in the sky, and we're going to come running.
I like to think that the ant signal is like a Tupperware lid.
Yes.
It's like the one you can't find.
Yeah.
We see that call. We're there, and we got your back. The only thing we're going to need is a bath in about 40 years.
Now, Kathy, you're still on antibiotics, right?
I am. I'm 3 months in. Yes.
Is there an end in sight?
Well, my diary says no, but I guess maybe in two, three more months, we're going to reconnect and see what's up. I'll check in with my doctor at that time. But no, right now, no end in sight. It is not pretty.
Is there any concern with mixing antibiotics and I'm just going to throw this one out, margaritas, because
the concern is not mine. So if there is concern, it does not belong to me.
Okay, fair. Can I add, we got to know, what is your costume? When you go to the furry stuff, I know we've jumped ahead, but we never got to really hear kind of what you go as when you're as a furry.
Well, when I go to my exclusive furry parties, I have two very good costumes. One is a raccoon, and I got to tell you right now, it is really a good, positive, sex-positive costume, but both sexual organs present, and the other would be a caterpillar, so...
Wow, because that one tells a story. Now, the raccoon has male and female genitalia outwardly.
Yes. Yeah, my furry raccoon has a vulva and a penis scrotum, so yes.
I've seen a raccoon that had a vulva that I felt I'd seen before, like maybe it looked like mine.
You know, honestly, it is kind of uncanny on the similarities between a raccoon's genitalia and a human genitalia.
I felt as though someone maybe had been a pet and someone had shaved that particular area. And I felt so sorry for it because it's unfortunate to get shaved against your will. It's your choice. And I had gone out and I saw it on the can and I was upset. And then I saw its shaved area. I had a moment of recognition. I thought, that could have been me.
Boy, that's a tough one. So you saw an actual raccoon with a shaved genitalia area.
Like, again, this is how pervasive porn is in our culture. Someone raised that raccoon. I'm assuming I told the story in my mind. A raccoon, a baby one, they had found it. It had been abandoned. They brought it in. They raised it. And then they shaved its genital area. And they made it all smooth because that's what we love as a society. Western culture loves a smooth p***. And then they let it out to fend for itself.
You know what? I think they should be arrested on animal abuse, to tell you the truth. Because that is not right. And I am highly disturbed by this story.
No raccoon, no animal can say, shave my And I'm sorry I'm saying but I'm taking it back. No animal can say with their eyes or with the mouth or words, shave my
obviously, I like to get away once in a while. I like to dress up. I like to have fun, right? And I, so therefore, I'm going to stand up for, you know, people that I might like to, or animals that I like to jump into their being.
Is that part of it? Like, it, when you dress up as a furry, are you then role-playing as that actual?
Yes, at 100%. Absolutely. No question at all.
Are you taking things out of the garbage?
Yes, I am. I do go camping when I am always in this role. And I do go through, I do know how to open up a, what do you call those things? What do you call them? The things that you put beer in?
A can?
No.
The recycling.
No.
A koozie. Koozie?
No. It's a thing. It's a box.
Bottle. Keg?
That keeps stuff cold.
A cooler.
A cooler. I will go through coolers and I will take anything that is available to me.
Kathy, you always knew how to open a cooler, whether you're in that costume or not. I only say that with love in my heart because you gotta build yourself up. You can't say, when I'm a raccoon, I can open a cooler.
Yeah, but when I'm a raccoon, I open it up better. Like, it makes more sense to me. It feels more authentic.
You know, there's probably something more primal there because when you're a raccoon and you're trying to get into a cooler, you're probably like, what is this? Let me figure it out. But I want what's in there, which is very sexual. And you got to go in there and try. It's all sixes and sevens. You got to go in there. You got to try.
As a furry, I go in there and I take what I want. I get into that cooler and it's all a go town for me. I, at that point, am lost in me. I do not care about anyone else. I have a goal and that's getting into the cooler and taking and then running at least 50 yards away and seeing what I collected. And I will go tent to tent to tent. And normally, I feel very good. I normally don't talk to, I actually don't know a lot of people from the furry community.
What I'm hearing you say is a lot of this furry stuff you're doing solo.
Yes.
And it's absolutely. Maybe a little bit, it's a little mixed up. It's sex, but it's also just stealing and being a peeping.
It's mostly just stealing, seeing what they have in their coolers. And I'm dressed up head to toe, seeing what's in the coolers and running away.
So when you were talking before about how there's no penetration, is that mostly a you thing because you're just really stealing?
I don't like penetration. Mm-hmm. I like to steal food and see what's in a cooler. Sometimes you can find different things. You can find weird things like golf balls. You can find Capri Sun. You can find Bengay. But what I don't find is penetration, and I'm okay with it. I'm not a fan of, sex. And, busted, you got me, guilty, right? I like to see what other people have in their coolers, so.
Is that your kink, then? Is it not?
It could be considered a kink or it could be considered a hobby.
As someone who's trying to be more sex positive,
yeah.
Can your kink just be like, I hang on to postage until it expires? I mean, your kink sounds like, your kink is basically not sex.
Correct. My kink is seeing what is in other people's coolers if we're going to really get specific. I'm not a fan of sex. I never have been. I have had it once or twice or a few times. But really what I find appealing is seeing how other people camp, what they survive off of on a 3-day weekend. Do they make pancakes on a breakfast grill? Do they have a porta potty? How do they live? God. They have sausage links. How do they make their eggs? Mm-hmm. This is really what gets me off.
Sound a little bit like Yogi Bear.
Well, Yogi, I don't know much about.
Oh, you'd love him, Kath. You gotta look him up.
I don't know about that, Pat. I'm not big into reading or cartoons or laundry.
Hey, boo-boo, gotta get those picnic baskets.
That's a good impression. Should I write that down? Is something I'm gonna do? That's a good one. I'm gonna write that down.
Max, he sounds like Max's husband. I'm not sure if I'd be into it.
Terry?
Sounds exactly like Terry. And I you know, I've worked so hard to get over him. And I am fully and completely. And I just don't ever want to go back there. You know,
but he's still living with you, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We're still living in the same apartment, and we still share the same bedroom, et cetera, et cetera. Still share, you know, quite honestly, everything.
Wait, and, this isn't the Terry that works in returns, is it?
Yes, this is Terry that works it. Yes, of course. He's a mustache. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Terry.
Did you, Pat, know that that was the same Terry? Because I am gobsmacked right now.
Well, I've always known it's the same Terry.
Well, that makes sense, Kath.
Well, we didn't know.
We didn't know. I tried to return some capris in April.
With Terry?
Well, yeah. And you know what he said?
What?
You wore them inside out.
Oh, no.
No, wait, he didn't say that. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, that sounds like Terry. You wore them inside out, and he didn't give you a refund, did he?
No, he tried to confuse me by telling me that I'd worn them inside out. Yep. And I, you know what I did? I immediately backed off, because that's what you're taught as a woman. Someone who walks the world as a woman, you're told, someone says to you that he looked me dead in the eyes, and he said, I can't take these back because you wore them inside out. And I shut down, and I left, and I still have them, and they don't fit.
He's a gaslighter, like my new favorite album. He's a gaslighter. Did he in any way make you think, like, did you start to believe it?
Yes.
Terry is a gaslighter. I get it. Pat, what he did to you, I don't deny that. I have reported him several times to, you know, the higher ups. He's so good, though, nobody actually ever gets a return. Nobody ever gets an exchange. Nobody ever gets a refund because he's so good. So he's a hot commodity. Now, he uses that against me in our home. You know, when I'm like, you spilled all of this stuff over our bedroom, and then his response is, but nobody got a refund today.
There's no place for that in a marriage, whether it is a failed marriage or not. Why do you stay with him? Let me tell you something about you. Okay, Kath, you are beautiful, you are strong, you are curious, mostly about coolers, but other things too. You don't need him.
Mags, let me tell you why I'm still with him. He has nieces and nephews that are my light and my stars and my shining armor. And I can't let them go. So if I need to stay with him to be in their lives, then that is the price I pay.
How many of the 12 are his?
Well, so we're going to add on an additional 8. So the 12 is from my side of the family, but then he has an additional 8. And I got to tell you, they're my pride and joy, and I will not ever leave them because I love them.
Okay, Stevie Ray Vaughan, I get that, your pride and joy. But the problem is, you're too good for him. He doesn't treat you right. Sounds like you're not even fully only interested in men. There's a divorce on the table.
Yes.
Don't need him. Those kids, if they're your pride and joy, you continue that bond outside of this. You will have the love that you deserve from your nieces and nephews, whether they're his side or your side. You do not need Terry. He is dead weight. Imagine you open up a cooler, you said golf balls earlier, right? Your relationship with Terry is like golf balls in a cooler. It doesn't make sense, and you don't need him there.
I want you to value yourself, Kath, because you are an incredible, brave person who does really wild things.
I do.
You have this spark in you. Okay? There's something in you. When I saw Terry, what did I say to you, Pat? I said, that's a waste of a mustache.
He's no good.
Maybe the reason you keep looking in other people's coolers is because your cooler isn't getting filled.
Imagine I'm at Marshall's, and here I am. I'm in tube socks.
Visualizing?
You know what I was there to get? A basket. And I'm like, I'm unhappy. Looking for tube socks. I'm looking at tube socks. There's no baskets. But I won't walk over to the home goods aisle. You are in tube socks looking for a basket that you're never going to find.
If that doesn't speak to you directly, I don't know what will. That was a perfect metaphor.
I absolutely know in my heart that if somebody came into Marshall's in the Tri-State area, and I happened to be on that shift, and you walked in tube socks, and you're looking for a basket, I know that you'd be lost, but I also know that it's so easy to be found.
All of the ways you would help Pat if she was doing the tube socks basket thing are the ways you should help yourself. You need to imagine that you are in a Marshall's in tube socks looking for a basket. You know where the tube socks are, and you know where the baskets are, and you know when they're on sale.
I know where everything is in that Marshall's. I know where everything is in that TJ Maxx. I've been working this place for 16 years. I know everything about that place.
Tell me right now. I want you to repeat what I say. Okay?
Okay.
And Pat, you do it too, bud. Okay?
Yeah.
I am more than enough.
I am more than enough.
I didn't say you had to do it at the same time, but I appreciate that you guys tried to sync up. That's outstanding. Now I want you to say this. Sex is bad because Terry is bad. Pat, you don't have to say that one.
Thank you.
Sex is bad because Terry's bad.
Also, and just so you know, if you're in the asexual community and you happen to be listening to this podcast, we respect you. And sex isn't dependent on another person's wants or desires. If you don't want to have sex, if you're asexual, we respect you. We support you. We love you so much.
Sex can be food.
Food from other people's coolers.
Now, Kath, we always ask this. You are talking to ants, people who are ant curious out there, people who are going to be ants, want to be ants. What is your advice to them?
Take us to your happy place. Take us to your nieces and nephews.
So advice to possible ants, I would say your whole mission in life is them, period.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse on why not. There is only when can I get there. There is absolutely zero hinders on, what's the word I'm looking for?
Coolers.
Logic. Doesn't matter. Whatever they say, that is the truth. As an aunt, we'll be there for them. And whatever they say goes. That is my personal motto.
It's like talking into a mirror.
I think what you said is beautiful. And it really, you know, Pat and I, we're doing this so we can raise awareness, but we're also doing this to learn how to be better. And I think something about you that makes us better aunts is not just the stuff you just said right then, but it's also the stuff that you said earlier. Like when you wrote, I wrote down the phrase, lost in me. You said you were going to get lost in you. And I think that's beautiful. I think everything you said about being an aunt is beautiful. And you know what? I'm starting to get emotional about it because I think being an aunt is the most beautiful bond you can have with someone.
Let me tell you something, Mags. Being an aunt is the most beautiful thing anyone has ever experienced. You have these little ones in which you have really no physical, except through blood, relation with them, but you are their everything.
Mm.
You are their first connection to trust, to secret trust that they're hiding from their parents.
Yep.
Aunt Kathy knows, Aunt Mag knows, Aunt Pat knows because I trust them and they won't tell their brother or sister.
Yeah.
I would say, the next time you're considering what to wear for your furry costume, maybe you're an aunt.
Maybe I'm an aunt.
And you can choose whatever genitalia to be outwardly visible that you want. And you can guarantee that your nieces and nephews will pick you up. They're going to bathe you.
Yes.
And they're going to bring you to all of your appointments because you deserve it. You are worthy. You're an inspiration.
Aunt, amen.
We end every week with a mantra.
Our mantra for this week is, if you're going to keep a stiff upper lip, wax it.
Oh, this is a good time to say, I'm going to give a shout out because there is someone who is blessing us with their words and their I mean, daily inspirations. It's like Tuesdays with Mari, only it's Sundays with Carol Doyle, who writes on mantras, and she is an angel, and we love her.
She's not going to stop writing them or sending them to us, so we're going to use them.
She's not. And I want to say, Carol Doyle, if you are listening, which I know you are because I've known you for almost 20 years, and I know who you are as a person, you are perfect. We love you. These mantras are perfect. And boy, what a way to end. Kath, love you.
We love you, Kath. Break into your own cooler, Kath.
Break into your
own. I'm going to break into my own cooler. Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Yes, thank you, Mags. Listen, once again, I have found my pure innocence essence. I'm going to go back to my little church. I'm going to go and light myself a candle for both of you to thank you for this wonderful conversation. You're changing lives. You're changing our little ones' lives, and they need us. Boy, they need us. Boy, do they need us.
They do. They do need us. And when you walk into that church, I want you to sing to yourself, what's his name? What's
El Shaddai?
El Shaddai. Well, how do you pronounce it?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. Yeah. If me, I'm going to sing a more popular. I would. If you walk into that church, you could be like, baby, baby, I'm taking.
That's Amy Grant. It's the same thing, just different languages.
Hi there. Hello. Thanks for listening to Those Who Aunt, a Baby Makers podcast, starring Colleen Doyle as your Aunt Pat and Dana Curcioli as your Auntie Megs. If you liked this podcast, and let's be real, it would be insane if you didn't, you gotta subscribe, rate, and review us. The role of Aunt Kathy was played by the wild and wonderful Celeste Pekis, who plays Campbell on Showtime's Work in Progress. You can find out everything you might need to know about her, including her work as an actor and a writer, at CelestePekis.com. Which is, of course, a website. Our theme song was performed by The Q's, and you can follow them at The Q's Music on Instagram. Follow Those Who Aunt on Instagram and Twitter, and if you have any questions for the aunts, email us at thosewhoant@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy, wear a mask, and for God's sakes, call your aunt.